Indeed, we praise our God who is immortal, invisible, and God only wise.
我们确实是要赞美这位不能朽、不能见、独一的真神。
It's wonderful to be singing songs of great theology.
我们唱那些伟大神学的诗歌啊，是很美妙的事情。
But this theology should not be just limited to theologians or theology textbooks.
但是神学不应应仅限于神学家或者神学的课本。
One of God's attributes, His characteristics, is His omniscience, His ability, His character to know everything.
神的性情、神的特征之一就是他能够他是全知的，他知道所有的事情。
In fact, one of the well, when I was younger, if anyone asked me the superpower I would want the most would be to know everything.
事实上，当我还是当我年轻的时候，我希望我有的一个超人能力就是我想知道所有的事情。
And how awesome would that be? I would know where all the buried treasure was hidden.
那会是件多么奇妙的事情，我会知道所有的隐藏的那个珍宝在哪里。
I wouldn't have to study, I would know all the answers on the test.
如果我要复习考试的话，我就会知道考题所有的答案。
I wouldn't forget people's names when I met them.
我认识人的时候，我就永远不会忘记他们的名字。
There'd be so many useful applications for this superpower.
这个超人的能力可以有这么多的用处。
But as I got older, this superpower did not seem so appealing to me.
当我长大了以后，这个超人的能力并不显得那么吸引人了。
Because as you get older, you know a lot of things that before you didn't know.
当你长大了以后，你知道了很多你以前并不知道的事情。
And you realize how many things out there you really would rather not know.
你开始明白有很多事情你是还是情愿不还是不知道为好。
I'm convinced if we knew everything, we would be so scared we wouldn't even want to leave our house ever.
你会相信，如果你知道所有的事情的话，你会如此的害怕，你会不想离开你自己的家。
It's scary enough just to know COVID's out there. If you knew everything that was out there, it would be frightening.
你如果知道有新冠病毒在外面，你已经够害怕了。如果你知道所有在外面的东西，你会更加害怕。
And even worse is if you knew everything, you would know the sins in everyone's heart.
更糟糕的是，如果你知道所有的事情的话，你会知道在每个人心里的罪。
Imagine having a conversation with someone and trying to get to know them when all in your mind you know their deepest, darkest secrets.
想象一下，你如果在和某一个人交谈的时候，你可以知道在他内心的深处所有最黑暗的思想跟想法。
When those deepest, darkest secrets come out, say on a public figure in the news, you're shocked.
如果把那些最深处的黑暗的想法在如果是个公众人物的话，你如果知道这样的想法，你会大吃一惊。
And you're disgusted. Ew, that he was that kind of person.
你会相当的厌恶他居然会是这样的一个人。
Imagine thinking that about everyone.
想象一下，如果你对每一个人都有这样的想法
，including yourself.
包括你自己。
There was a very famous American pastor and author named Tony Campolo.
这里有一个美国著名的牧师跟作者作家Tony Campolo.
And in one of his very famous sermons, he said that if you knew the sin in my life, you wouldn't be here listening to me.
他有一个很有名的讲道他在里面说到，如果你知道我生命当中所有的罪，你不会坐在这里听我讲道。
And as the congregation is laughing,
当然这个会众就开始笑了。
He says, but don't get uppity. That is, don't get arrogant.
他说别显得那么高傲骄傲。
If I knew the sin in your life, I wouldn't talk to you.
如果我也知道你生命中所有的罪，我也不会在这里跟你说话。
We can joke about knowing everything from a human perspective.
我们可以对从人的角度知道所有的事情对这件事情可以开一个玩笑。
But this is a real characteristic of our God.
但这却是一个我们神的一个真实的性情特点。
He is the God who knows everything.
他是那个全知的神，他知道一切的事情。
This morning, I want to look at Psalm chapter 139.
今天早上，我要和大家一起读诗篇第139篇。
And what I love about the psalm is it takes something so abstract, like God knows everything, and makes it very personal.
我喜欢这首诗的原因是，他把这个如此抽象的神的全知的这个概念，他讲得如此的个人化。
If you read in a book, God knows everything, it's very easy to pass that by.
如果你在书里读到神是一位全知的神，你可能就是这样读过去了。
It doesn't mean anything to you.
可能对你并没有什么意义。
It seems to be a matter purely for theologians.
可能这只是一个对神学家需要思考的问题。
But Psalm 139 takes this great theology and makes it personal.
诗篇139篇把这个重要的神学概念把它完全的个人化了。
So let us read Psalm chapter 139, and then afterwards we will ask God's blessing on His holy word and His help in understanding it.
所以我们一起读诗篇139篇，求神也祝福他的话语，让我们能够明白他。
For the director of music of David, a psalm. O Lord, you have searched me and you know me.
耶和华，你已经鉴察我，认识我。
You know when I sit and when I rise, you perceive my thoughts from afar.
我坐下，我起来，你都晓得，你从远处知道我的意念。
You discern my going out and my lying down, you are familiar with all my ways.
我行路，我躺卧，你都细察，你也深知我一切所行的。
Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord.
耶和华，我舌头上的话，你没有一句不知道的。
You hem me in behind and before, you have laid your hand upon me.
你在我前后环绕我，按手在我身上。
Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain.
这样的知识奇妙是我不能测的，至高是我不能及的。
Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence?
我往哪里去躲避你的灵？我往哪里逃躲避你的面？
If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there.
我若升到天上，你在那里；我若在阴间下榻，你也在那里。
If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea,
我若展开清晨的翅膀，飞到海极居住。
Even there, your hand will guide me; your right hand will hold me fast.
就是在那里，你的手必引导我，你的右手也必扶持我。
If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me.
我若说黑暗必定遮蔽我，我周围的亮光必成为黑夜。
Even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you.
黑暗也不能遮蔽我，使你不见；黑夜却如白昼发亮。黑暗和光明在你看都是一样的。
For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb.
我的肺腑是你所造的，我在母腹中，你已覆庇我。
I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, I know them full well.
我要称谢你，因我受造奇妙可畏，你的作为奇妙，这是我心深知道的。
My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth.
我在暗中受造，在地的深处被联络，那时我的形体并不向你隐藏。
Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be.
我未成形的体质，你的眼早已看见了。你所定的日子，我尚未度一日，你都写在你的册上了。
How precious to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them!
神啊，你的意念向我何等宝贵，其数何等众多。
Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you.
我若数点比海沙更多，我睡醒的时候仍和你同在。
If only you would slay the wicked, O God! Away from me, you bloodthirsty men!
神啊，你必要杀戮恶人，所以你们好流人血的，离开我去吧。
They speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name.
因为他们说恶言顶撞你，你的仇敌也妄称你的名。
Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord, and abhor those who rise up against you?
耶和华啊，恨你的，恨恶你的，我岂不恨恶他们吗？攻击你的，我岂不憎嫌他们吗？
I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them my enemies.
我切切地恨恶他们，以他们为仇敌。
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my anxious thoughts.
神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念。
See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
Blessed be the reading of God's holy word.
愿神祝福他自己神圣的话语。
Right.
我们一起祷告。
Holy Father, take this word and use it in our lives.
在天上的父啊，让我们能够借着这个话语能够应用在我们的生活当中。
Take something that is as abstract as omniscience and make it personal.
让我们把这样抽象的全知的概念能够在我们每个人的个人化当中能够得到应用。
Pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. This psalm is divided into four parts.
这个诗篇可以分成四个部分。
It is rather unfortunate that at least the English NIV breaks it up otherwise.
但是如果你看英文 NIV 的版本它的分段是有所不同。
I confess that I forgot to check the Chinese to see whether it was formatted better.
我必须承认我没有去看中文版是不是同样的分段还是另外一种分段。
But it centers upon this idea of God being able to see us.
但他的中心思想是神能看到我们。
And by seeing, I don't just mean God can visually discern us with his eyes.
用看到这个词，我并不只是说神在眼睛当中、眼目当中在物质当中看到我们。
I mean that when God sees us, He sees all of us.
当神看到我们的时候，他看到我们的所有。
So in case we get lost, there are four sections, and the first one is that God sees our presence.
所以如果我们分段有所不同的话，我们看到的第一段是讲到的神看到我们的现在。
It's for those of you who like to know where we're going before we start out.
如果你想知道我们是如何读这段诗篇的话我这里就先跟你讲一下。
I know there are some people that like to be surprised at where we end up.
我们知道我们当中有些人可能喜欢一点惊喜当我们读诗篇的时候。
But some people like to know every step of the way, where we're going and where we are.
有些人就是事先想知道我们每一步都会怎么做。
So the first point is that God sees our present.
所以第一个点是他看到我们的现在。
Second is that God sees our future.
他看第二点是他们神看到我们的未来。
Third is that God sees our past.
第三点是神看到我们的过去。
And then fourthly, God sees where we need to go.
第四点是神看到我们应该去哪里。
And each of these four sections has six verses.
每这四个部分四段每段都有六节经文。
And in each of these sections, we want to examine what does God see?
在每一个部分我们都会看一下神看到了什么。
What does he do?
他在当中有什么作为。
And then what do we do in response?
我们对这样的作为有什么回应?
So let's look at the first section. God sees our present.
所以让我们先来看第一段,神看到我们的现在。
What does he see?
他看到了什么?
Says in verse 1, O Lord, you have searched me and you know me.
第一节说,耶和华你已经鉴察我,认识我。
Of course, when we see that word know in the Old Testament, we know that it is not just an academic knowledge.
当我们知道在旧约看到认识这个字，我们就知道它指的并不是头脑学术中的这种知道认识。
This is a knowledge that involves experience.
这是个跟经验相关的一个认识。
This is a knowledge that knows every single detail.
这是一个关于知道所有每一个细节的认知。
So what does this knowledge of us look like?
所以这个关于我们的认知是什么呢?
He says, you know when I sit and when I rise. Verse 2.
这里第二节说,我坐下,我起来,你都晓得。
Verse 3, you discern my going out and my lying down.
第三节说我行路我躺卧你都细查。
God knows everything I do.
神知道我做的每所有事情。
He knows what's going on with me right now.
他知道现在在我身上发生的事情此时此刻。
He knows you're sitting and I'm standing.
他知道你在这里坐着我在这里站着。
Verse 2, you perceive my thoughts from afar.
这里说,你也知道我的,在远处知道我的心思意念。
Verse 3, you are familiar with all my ways.
你也深知我一切所行的。
God not only knows what we're doing right now, but he knows kind of the pattern of what we do and how we act.
神不但知道我们现在所做的一切事，他也知道我们做事情的一切方式和特点。
He knows what we're going to say before we say it.
他知道我们在说话还没开口之前，他就知道我们会怎么说。
He knows what we're going to do before we even start doing it.
他知道我们在开始做之前，他们就知道，神就知道我们会怎么做。
God sees us.And sees us completely.
神看到我们，他完全的看到我们所有。
Have you noticed how the psalmist brings this theology, God knows everything, and makes it personal?
你有没有注意到啊？这位诗人把这个神全知的这个神学啊，把它完全的个人化了。
We've gone from saying God knows.Everything in the whole world to God knows me.
我们从神知道世界上所有的一切，现在谈到了神知道我个人。
And he knows us completely.
他完全的认识知道我们。
Now what does God do with this knowledge?
神对这样的认知他会做什么呢？
Verse 5 says, you hem me in behind and before.
第五节,你在我前后环绕我。
Now this could sound either scary or comforting.
这个听上去可以既可以是很让人感到害怕，也可以让人感到安慰。
The word the Hebrew Bible uses here is a word for a siege.
这个在希伯来原文里面所用的词是环绕的词是围攻。
If you don't know what a siege is, it's when an army is trying to capture a well-fortified city.
所以这个围攻，你如果不清楚它的意思，就是说一个军队想要占领一个防御攻势坚强的一个城堡或者城市。
They can't break through the walls. The walls are too strong.
他们不能攻破城墙城墙太坚厚了。
And it would cost too many lives to just attack the gates.
所以要攻破城门的话损失的军队会很多。
So the attacking army would set up a siege.
所以这个攻取的军队会建立一个围攻的态势。
They would surround the city.
他会把整个城市包围起来。
So that no one in the city could come out.
以至于城里的人都不能逃出来。
And no one from outside can get in.
城外的人也不能进去。
What this did was effectively seal off the city and make it unable to get supplies.
这个所做的目的就是把所有的这个整个城封锁起来，以致军需补给不能进去。
If you could hold out a siege long enough,You would starve out the inhabitants.
如果你把这个围困、围攻维持长久的话，那这个城市就开始完全的军需补给饥荒就会发生。
The inhabitants would just give up and surrender of their own.
城里的人就开始放弃并开始投降。
So when God says, "I'm going to," He says, "I'm going to lay siege to you."
所以神说我会围攻包围你的话。
Now, if God is your enemy, that is scary.
如果神是你的敌人的话，那确实让人害怕。
But if he's your friend, that's a totally different story.
如果神是你的朋友的话，那又是另外一回事情了。
If you're surrounded by a friendly army,
如果你所周遭所环绕你的是一个友军的话
，You know that no one else can come and attack you.
你就知道没有别的人会来攻击你。
You know you are completely safe.
你知道你是完全的安全的。
So God knows us completely.
所以神完全的知道我们。
He sees us.
他看到我们。
And because he sees us, he hems us in.
因为他看到我们他能够环绕我们前后环绕我们。
He surrounds us.
他能够前后都在我们周围。
Second part of verse 5, you have laid your hand upon me.
第五节下半说按手你按手在我身上。
Again, that could be taken as something that is good or bad.
也同样这也是一件好事或是坏事。
Before the service, I saw Brother Pan going around laying his arms on people.
在聚会开始以前，我看到潘弟兄把看到人就把手按在他们身上拍拍他们。
And with Brother Pan's hand on you, you feel comforted. You feel safe and secure. You feel like you belong here.
潘弟兄拍你的时候，你觉得很安全，你觉得很友好，你觉得在这里是受欢迎的。
Sorry, I didn't mean to embarrass you.
我并不是要让潘弟兄不好意思。
But if I'm walking through a dark alley in the middle of the night,
但如果我在晚上在一条黑暗的小胡同里面
，and I feel someone's hand on my shoulder,
如果有人突然把手放在我的肩膀上。
I can guarantee you I will be screaming like a little girl.
我可以保证你会像小女孩一样的尖叫。
So this all depends on what we think of God.
所以这都看我们对神的 想法是什么样？
Is he a friend or is he a foe?
他是一个敌人还是一个朋友？
That doesn't change what God does, however.
但他这并不改变神的作为。
God sees us completely.
神完全地看到我们。
And he surrounds us and he lays his hand upon us.
他环绕我们并按手在我们身上。
What is our response? What do we do?
那我们的回应又是什么？我们该做些什么？
Verse 6, the psalmist says, Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain.
第六节，这样的知识奇妙是我不能测的，至高是我不能及的。
The knowledge of everything is great.
知道对所有东西的知识是奇妙的。
But if someone knew everything about you, that would be overwhelming.
如果有人知道关于你的一切，那实在太让人惊讶了。
I think that would make us very uncomfortable.
可能让我们会感到很不自在。
If someone knew all your secrets.
如果有人知道你所有的秘密。
If someone knew all your thoughts,
如果有人知道你所有的思想，
if someone knew who you really were inside,
如果有人知道在你内心你真实的是一个什么样的人。
And so in light of this knowledge that God sees me and knows everything about me, part of us wants to run.
所以如果我们知道神知道我们自己的所有的一切，我们那里会有一部分想法会逃离神。
Why?
为什么？
Because we all have something to hide.
因为我们都有一些需要隐藏的东西。
Think back to Genesis, Adam and Eve in the garden.
我们回到创世纪，亚当和夏娃。
The Bible says they were completely naked.
圣经说他们是完全赤身露体。
No, I have never heard anyone preach, let's go back to how it is in the Bible and let's throw off our clothes.
我从来没有听人讲到说让我们回到圣经创世纪亚当夏娃那时候赤身露体的状态，我们把都不需要穿衣服。
Because as soon as sin entered into the world, Adam and Eve fled from God.
一旦罪进入了世界，亚当和夏娃就从神面前逃走。
For the first time in their lives, they had something to hide.
他们生命中第一次，他们觉得有东西要隐藏起来。
For the first time, they had something within themselves they did not want God to see.
第一次，他们生命中，他们觉得有东西神不能看见。
And this manifests in their awareness of being naked.
这是从他们对自己的赤身露体感到羞耻啊，显露出来。
And ever since then, we have been afraid to be seen and to be known completely.
从那以后，人就开始害怕啊，被别人完全的看见，看到自己。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence?
我往哪里去躲避你的灵？我往哪里逃躲避你的面
？When faced with a God who sees me completely,
当我们面对这样一个完全看得到我们的神
，The psalmist and everyone's first gut reaction is to run.
所以这个诗人也是每个人所有的马上的一个本能的反应就是逃避。
But God is the God who sees.
但神是那位看到的神。
And he sees our future.
他看到我们的将来。
The first question, what does he see?
所以第一个问题就是他看到了些什么。
The psalmist says, where can I go?
这个诗人说啊，我往哪里去？哪里逃？
He's not necessarily thinking of all his options.
他并不是必定是在想他有什么所有的选择。
He's asking a rhetorical question, a question that has a definite answer.
他是其实在问一个反问的句啊，他这个问题是有一个确定的答案。
Or with an obvious answer.
或是一个明显的答案。
The answer is nowhere.
这个答案就是无处可逃。
Because verse 5, if I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there.
我若升到天上，你在那里；我若在阴间小堂，你也在那里。
If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast.
我若展开清晨的翅膀，飞到海极居住，就是在那里，你的手必引导我，你的右手也必扶持我。
God not only sees me right here, right now.
神不单在此地此时此刻看到我。
But God can see every single choice we make in the future.
神也看到我们在将来所做的每一个选择。
Every single possibility, every single possible future he sees.
每一个可能的未来啊，他都看到。
He goes even farther than that.
啊，他不仅止于此。
And says, wherever I go,Not only do you see it, but you're already there.
不单是我们去的地方你看到了，而且你已经在那里了。
Now he's gone from talking to from about omniscience to omnipresence. That is, God is everywhere.
所以我们从他的全能开始讲起，现在讲到了他的无处不在。
But again, he's made it very personal.
他也是一个非常个人化的神。
He's not talking about God's abstract characteristics.
他并不是讲了一个抽象的概念。
Saying this relates to us.
这是跟我们个人所有的人都有关联。
Wherever you go, there God is.
你不管去哪里，神都在那里。
If we really got that in our heads, that would change a lot of the way we act.
如果你真的在头脑里明白这个概念的话，你会改变你行为的方式。
Would there be such a thing as going someplace that is scary?
是不是有这样一件事，你到那个地方会让你感到害怕？
No, because God's already there.
不会，因为神已经在那里了。
Would there be such a thing as walking out into uncertainty?
会不会有这样的一件事，会你走到一个并不确定的状况下面？
No, because God's already there.
不会。
He's been preparing everything.
神已经在那里了，他已经在准备所有的事情。
So back to the Psalms. What does God do with this knowledge?
所以回到这个诗篇，神对这样的认知，他会做些什么？
He sees anywhere I'm going to go. He sees the future entirely. What does he do with that information?
他看到我们所去的地方，他们看到我们所有的未来啊。他对这样的知识认知会做些什么？
Verse 10, Your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast.
第十节，你的手必引导我，你的右手也必扶持我。
He knows where we're going to go.
他知道我们。会去的地方。
He knows where we're going to be.
他知道我们会在哪里。
So God is our guide.
所以神是我们的引导。
He knows the directions.
他知道这个路该怎么走，方向该怎么样。
That's very helpful because this is the future and we ourselves don't know where we're going.
这很有帮助，因为这是我们的未来，我们自己并不知道去走哪一条路。
Now when I'm driving, I am the kind of person who wants to know every step of the way before I get there.
我开车的时候，我是那种希望每一步都知道怎么开车的那种人。
So that's one of the things that having a GPS has definitely helped me with.
所以卫星导航 GPS 对我是很有帮助的。
But life does not happen that way.
但是生活并不是这样的。
We're not going to know every next step.
我们并不知道下一步会是什么样。
But God knows where we're going.
但是神知道我们所去的。
God knows every single choice we're going to run into.
神知道我们会遇到的每一个选择。
He knows the results and consequences of all those different choices.
他知道每一个选择所带来的结果 和影响。
And using that information, that knowledge, God guides us.
所以用这样的认知啊，神引导我们。
He is our navigator.
他是我们的导航者，航海家。
Says he is the one to hold me fast.
他是那个扶持我的人。
That is, if I am going to stumble, he is the one who's going to catch me, because he already knows that rock is there on the floor, and I'm going to trip on it.
啊，如果我在石头上跌倒的话，他是那个把我那个扶起来的人。
So what do we do with this?
所以我们对这个有怎么样的回应呢？
Verse 11 and 12.
十一十二节。
If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you.
我若说黑暗必定遮蔽我，我周围的亮光必成为黑夜，黑暗也不能遮蔽我，使你不见黑夜却如白昼发亮，黑暗和光明在你看都是一样。
Now just like with God surrounding us or laying his hand on us, this could be both kind of scary or comforting.
就像神环绕我们，按守在我们的情景一样，这也是可以是让人害怕，但也或者也是可以让人感到安慰。
If you have made up your mind to run from God, this is the worst news you can possibly get.
如果你定义要逃避神，那这对你说是最坏的消息。
This is the worst news that Jonah would get.
这是约拿所不愿意看到的最坏的消息。
Or the prodigal son.
或是那个浪子。
It doesn't matter where you run, God not only sees you there, but is already there.
不论你逃到哪里，神不但看到你啊，神已经在那里了。
So if we are convinced, if we are decided to run from God at this point, there is only one thing we can do.
如果我们定义相信我们可以从神那里逃避神，那么我们只有一件事情可以做。
With this truth that God knows everything and is everywhere we are, we must deny it.
所以面对这样的事实，神知道我们在哪里，也知道我们会去哪里，我们唯一所做的，如果我们定义要逃避的话，那么我们只有拒绝承认这样的事实。
This is how God describes, or Paul describes, the non-Christian, Romans chapter 1.
这就是保罗在罗马书第一章里面所描述的那些不信神的人。
That they know God,
虽然他们知道神，
but they refuse to acknowledge him.
但却不承认他。
And instead, they exchange the truth for a lie.
他们把谎言当作真理。
If you hold this truth that God is everywhere,
如果你承认神是在无所不在的这个真理，
there's no point running.
这就用不着逃避了。
Someone who is dead set on running from God must deny the truth that God sees.
那些一心一意要逃避神的人啊，必须要拒绝承认啊，神是无处不在的。
The darkness becoming light.
黑暗如同白昼发亮。
Is bad news for someone hiding in the dark.
对于那些想在黑暗里躲藏的人，是个坏消息。
But for those who have decided not to run from God, it is good news.
对那些不想逃避神的人，这却是个好消息。
If you are going through the valley of the shadow of death and darkness is all around you, it is comforting to know that darkness is not dark to God.
如果你在死荫幽谷里面被黑暗环绕，这是对你来说是个很安慰的事情。如果你知道神是对神，这并不是黑暗。
That God as the good shepherd can lead you through those dark places, and that darkness is as bright as morning to God.
所以神是那位好牧人，能够带领你走过这个黑暗，因为对神来讲，黑暗和光明在他看都是一样的。
That's the most comforting news we can hear.
这是让我们最得安慰的消息。
I see I'm really running out of time here. So I got to hurry this on a lot.
我要讲得快点，我的时间不够了。
All right, thirdly, God sees my past.
第三点，神看到我们的过去。
What does he see?
他看到什么？
Verse 13.
13节。
For you created my inmost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb.
我的肺腑是你所造的，我在母腹中你已覆庇我。
In this one, it's hard to separate these two questions of what does God do, and what does God see, and what does he do?
神看到什么和神做了什么，这个两个问题是很难分开来的。
Because he sees me as I'm in the womb, as I'm developing. He sees even what I'm not, you know, I don't even remember.
因为我在母腹当中，我自己还没有记忆的时候，神已经看到我。
But it's not just that he sees me there.
不单单他在那里看到我，
But he's the one actively working there.
他也是那里在做工的那位神。
So he can say, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made, verse 14.
所以十四节说，我要称谢你，因我受造，奇妙可畏。
Verse 15, my frame is not hidden from you when I was made in a secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth.
我在暗中受造，在地的深处被联络，那时我的形体并不向你隐藏。
Your eyes saw my unformed body, all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be.
我未成形的体质，你的眼早已看见了，你所定的日子，我尚未度一日，你都写在你的册上了。
Even before you were born, even before you were cognizant of anything, God saw you and God was forming you.
即使在你还没有出生的时候，在你还没有记事的时候，神已经看到你。
God was already working on your behalf.
神已经在你身上做工啊。
In fact, in verse 17, all the psalmist can do when with this knowledge is praise God.
所以在第十七节，这个诗人所要做的只是赞美神。
How precious to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them!
你的意念向我何等宝贵，其数何等众多。
Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand.
我若数点，比海沙更多。
Again, he's taken the theology of God sees me in the past, but has made it very personal.
再次在这里，他又把神在过去看到我的这样一个神学上的观念，他把它变得个人化、人格化。
He says, God, your thoughts were on me.
他说，神啊，你的思想意念啊，都是在我上面。
Whether I'm in the present or in the future or in the past, your thoughts are upon me.
不管是在过去、现在、将来，你的意念都是向我。
Someone might think, God, aren't you busy with other things?
他说神啊，你不是忙着做其他很多事情吗？日理万机吗？
Aren't there things that are cosmically more important?
是不是还有其他宇宙中的事情比这些更重要吗？
But the wonderfully personal thing about God's knowledge is this.
但是这个对神奇妙的这个对我们个人的认知是一个奇妙的观念。
This God of all creation has an infinite number of thoughts for each and every one of us.
这个创造万有的神对我们每一个人都有无限多的意念。
He says, if you take every single thought about me that God has, I wouldn't be able to count it.
如果你把神向我们每个人的意念都聚集在一起，我们没有办法数算。
Did you know that's how much you are on God's mind?
你是不是明白你在神的意念当中是有占了多大的分量吗？
You've never been forgotten.
你从来没有被忘却。
Your life is not some kind of cosmic mistake.
你的生命并不是宇宙中的某一个失误错误。
Your life is worthy of infinite thoughts from God the Father.
你的生命是值得神无限的心思意念想着你。
So lastly, in the very short time I have left, the last one is God sees where I need to be.
最后一点啊，我们时间不够了啊，神看到我要去的地方，我应该去的地方。
We come to the last section and it's kind of jarring for us.
啊，我们看到最后一段，可能看上去啊，我们读起来觉得并不很协调。
We've been filling up our minds with how wonderful God is that He sees everything.
我们读到这里都知道神是如何看到我们每个人所有的一切。
And then here, suddenly, the psalmist seems to be attacking the wicked.
这里突然的神好像这个诗人突然的在攻击那个邪恶的人。
But this is God taking the psalmist to where he needs to be.
但是这是神要把这个诗人所带到的一个地方。
He sees where we are.
他看神看到我们所在的地方。
So that is before you become a Christian, he knows where you are.
在你信主以前他也知道你在哪里。
We are lost sheep, not because our shepherd has lost us.
我们是迷途的羔羊，并不是因为我们的牧人丢失了我们。
But because we as sheep have wandered off.
而是我们自己走迷了路。
And even though we were sinful and God's enemies, even then God saw us.
我们虽然在最终是神的仇敌，神依旧看到我们。
And with that knowledge, he knows what to do.
借着这样的认知，神知道应该怎么做。
He sent his son, Jesus Christ.
他差遣他的爱子耶稣基督。
And he is the one who dealt with the sin that we want to hide inside.
他是那个解决我们要把罪隐藏起来的那位。
That we are wiped clean because of it.
他要把我们的罪洗净。
This in theology is what we call justification.
这就是我们所讲的称义的神学。
He meets us where we are.
他在我们所在的地方找到遇见我们。
He doesn't wait for us to get our lives together before he saves us with the blood of Jesus Christ.
他并不是要等着我们完全的洗心革面重新做人的时候他才决定要拯救我们。
If God ever waited for us to get better before He sent Jesus, Jesus would never have come.
如果神等着我们要完全变成一个好的人他才差遣耶稣，那耶稣永远不会来。
So that's the wonderful news. God sees you where you are.
神在你所在的地方看到你。
Even in the deepest, darkest sin.
即使是最黑暗最不可为人所知的罪恶里面。
No matter how far away from God you think you are.
无论你觉得你离开神有多远。
God sees you and God is already there working.
神看到你已经在那里做工。
Saves you.
而且他要拯救你。
But as God is our guide and our navigator, He does not leave us there.
就像神是我们的向导那样不会把我们撇弃在那里。
What kind of a guide would it be if we went on vacation and we met up with a guide and he's going to show us around a new city and all he does is just stay at the starting line.
如果我们去度假我们碰到一个为我们导游的向导 啊，如果这样的向导只是把我们留在我们开始的地方，那这样这是一个怎样的导游或者向导呢？
He meets us where we are because he can see us there.
他在我们所在的地方找到遇见我们。
But he also sees where we need to go.
但是他也要看到我们所要去的地方。
And he guides us there.
他引导我们走这条道路。
He leads us there.
他把我们引向那里。
So that's how he's leading the psalmist.
这也是他引领这位诗人的方法。
You can see that his ways are conforming to God's desires.
你可以看到他的方式是和神的所要做的是一样的。
That this wickedness that is all around him suddenly becomes bad to him.
这些在他周遭的这些邪恶对他来说是不好的。
Growing up, we think wickedness is perfectly normal.
如果我们从小长大，我们觉得邪恶好像是很正常的。
Because it affects everything we do.
因为它影响到我们所做的每一件事情。
It affects how we do our business, how we do in school.
这影响到我们在每天的工作当中，在每天的求学当中，我们都会影响到。
Sin in yourself and sin in others affects how you walk home at night.
在我们里面的罪影响到你每天在家的情况。
And that seems to be part of life.
这好像就是生活当中的一部分。
But as God leads us and He grows us and He sanctifies us, suddenly that wickedness becomes bad.
当神让我们称义，让我们成圣的时候，这样的罪犯罪邪恶突然变成了一件坏事情。
It becomes something that we want out.
这变成我们要去掉的东西。
And so this is our response.
所以这是我们的回应。
Verse 23.
23节。
Now verse 23 would have been scary all the way in the beginning of the psalm.
这个23节可能读起来会很让人害怕。
As we think of God knowing everything about us, even the scary parts.
当我们知道神知道我们所有的一切，这是让人害怕的一件事情。
Even seeing our deepest, darkest sin.
甚至他知道我们最深的、最黑暗的罪恶。
Because God is a God who sees us and sees where we need to go and will faithfully guide us.
因为那是那位看到我们的神，也知道我们要去的地方，并引领我们的那位神。
The psalmist can say this.
诗人在这里这样说。
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts.
求你检查我，知道我的心思；试炼我，知道我的意念。
He's inviting God to see.
他是在邀请神来查看他。
See if there is any offensive way in me.
来检查他在里面有什么冒犯神的地方。
That is, get rid of the sin inside.
就是说要把里面的罪去除掉。
Cleanse me of everything that is not worthy of you.
把我内里所有不蒙你喜悦的东西全部洗净。
Cleanse me of everything that is displeasing to you.
对所有不讨你喜悦的全部除掉。
And then it ends, and lead me in the way everlasting.
让我引导我走有生的道路。
Lead me where I should go.
引导我到那应当去的地方。
Help me to cast off sin.
让我把罪都去除，帮助我。
And help me to clothe myself in the righteousness of Christ.
帮助我穿上基督的衣袍。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, how great you are.
我们在天上的父，你是何等的伟大。
You are the God who is everywhere all the time.
你是那位无时无刻无所不在的神。
You are the God with all power and all authority.
你是那位全能的，满有权柄的神。
You are the God who knows everything.
你是那位知道所有的神。
And yet you are the God who sees me.
也是你，也是那位看到我的那位神。
You are the God who has spent an infinite number of thoughts on us.
你想我们每个人都有无限的意念。
Who has been intimately involved in my formation.
你在我成人的时候啊，你就开始在工作。
Praise you. You are mighty God.
我们赞美你，因为你是那万军之耶和华。
We thank you, Lord, that you saw us in our sin.
我们感谢你，神，因为你看到我们的罪恶。
And even though that sin disgusted you, you paid the price for it on the cross.
虽然那罪恶叫你厌恶，但是你在十字架上为我们付上了代价。
And you cleansed us entirely.
你完全地洗净我们。
And now you lead us in the way everlasting.
你也现在引导我们走那永生的道路。
So Lord, help your church.
我求你帮助你的教会。
Help us to work and stay in step with the Spirit.
帮助我们能够在圣灵的脚步当中与你同行。
To work with how God is working in us.
帮助我们让神的工作在我们里面。
Let us see that sin deep inside of ourselves and hate it and work to get rid of it.
让我们能够得到帮助，看到这样的罪，也能够去除这样的罪。
And seek the righteousness and justice of God.
寻求神的公义。
To bear good fruit.
结出好的果子。
And to be dressed in the righteousness of Christ.
并披上耶稣的基督的衣袍。
That we may be found in the very image.
我们能够真的说是在神的形象中所造的。
As in His name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.